I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, well, this should be interesting. I have been binge watching The Handmaid's Tale in preparation for tonight. We've got Anne Dowd. I told her I wanted her to yell at me, so we have a game where she's yelling at me. And Jake Tapper from CNN, such a fan of his work. He's a nice Jewish boy. Not that that matters. Not, you know. But, you know, I don't know. Jews like other Jews. What can I tell you? All right. This is going to be good. See you in there.
In the political spectrum, he'll go all the way across, and she's known for giving hell to Elizabeth Moss. It's Watch What Happens Live with Ann Dowd and Jake Tapper now. Sandy Cohen live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Tuesday night with one guest who's become a staple of a dark post-apocalyptic world and another who stars on The Handmaid's Tale. She is the Emmy Award-winning actress who, as Aunt Lydia in The Handmaid's Tale, has managed to both terrify you and still make you kind of like her at the same time. She's nominated for yet another Emmy. She won one for season one for her work on season two, which you can binge on Hulu right now. I'm in the middle of season two. It's amazing. Praise be. It's Ann Dowd, everybody. Yes. With a cocktail. Aunt Lydia with a cocktail. Just how I like her.
That's how she likes it.
Yes. You think Aunt Lydia tips it back?
No, but she will season three. I'm excited. Yeah.
He's an Emmy Award-winning journalist and author who hosted a 2015 Republican Party debate, which means he could also take over for me if I ever fall ill before a Housewives reunion. From the lead with Jake Tapper on CNN, it is Jake Tapper. Hey, Jake Tapper. Great to see you. So happy you're here. Fun seeing the two of you meet. You're a big Patriots fan. You're a big Eagles fan.
So is that
this
right?
Is, yeah. Yep.
I did not know that before. Yes. You agreed.
You want to change your seat? Or?
Sorry about that. And in honor of Anne's first visit to the clubhouse, behind the bar is someone who puts the gill in Gilead. Blessed be the Finns. It's the gay shark handmaid. Oh, my God. It's our gay shark as a handmaid. You know what? Actually, let me just do this poll right now. I want to know, in honor of Anne's show, The Handmaid's Tale, society basically goes to hell in a handbasket, which seems to some people to be happening lately. We want to poll you. Will our real life turn into The Handmaid's Tale? Yes or no? What do you think? Jake Tapper, what do you think?
No.
No, it will not.
It will not.
Good. You are giving me, you know, our audience predicted Donald Trump winning the election, and now they are saying, yes, this will turn into The Handmaid's Tale. Oh, no, good. Okay, leave that up a little bit. More people are voting. But more people are saying yes, which is a little terrifying.
No, no, darlings.
Oh, wow, no. Look at that.
No. Okay, very good. Let's stop this poll. We don't like it anymore. On next week's, I know this has nothing to do with either of you, but everyone's just watching Below Deck and they're freaking out. And guess what? On next week's Below Deck, when Brooke loses Hannah's earring, Hannah loses it on Joao Jake Tapper. You better watch this.
Okay, I'm watching.
Ooh. Ow. Oh, man. Oh my God, I thought it went over the edge.
Jesus. Talk about materialistic.
Just because I don't want my earrings falling over an edge, I'm materialistic, apparently.
I'm just being honest. What the
Oh my God, such a... What are you guys going to do in Prague? Not get insulted, called names, things like that. It'll be fun. Such a dick.
All right, there you go. Just like the lead with Jake Tapper. Your questions for Ann Dowd and Jake Tapper are flowing in. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, before he conducts an interview on the lead with Jake Tapper, Jake always does meticulous research. But you know what's more fun than meticulous research? Putting Jake Tapper on the spot. So here's what. It's time for questionable behavior. I'm going to blaze through some familiar faces who've been in the news lately. Jake, just rattle off the first question you would want to ask them.
Okay.
Kellyanne Conway. She's been on the show a lot, obviously. What's the first thing you would ask her today?
Why does the president continue to talk and tweet about the Mueller investigation when nobody around him thinks it's smart to do so?
Okay. Stormy Daniels, what would you ask her? Anything that Anderson didn't get to?
Anderson didn't leave a lot on the table there. But okay. I guess one question is, what do you want? What are you looking for here?
Right. Yes. Good one. Kylie Jenner. I know you have a question for Kylie Jenner, Jake Tapper.
Here's my question. Who are you?
Right. She is the first 20-year-old billionaire.
I know.
Okay, Michael Cohen.
Actually, no.
Yes, Michael Cohen. Bad for the Jews, I might add, Jake Tapper. Bad for the Jews.
You're winning the Ivan Boesky Award.
Yes.
The question is, tell me, what do you know? What do you know? Tell me everything.
And would you have a question for Donald Trump Jr. and his new girlfriend, Kimberly?
No.
Well, I have questions for Donald Trump Jr. I would leave his personal life out of it. But Donald Trump Jr., I think there are a lot of questions about the Trump Tower meeting
that
I'd want to know about.
Thank you very much, Jake Tapper. Second on The Handmaid's Tale, Aunt Lydia often shocks her girls with a cattle prod. But tonight, I'm doing the prodding with The Handmaid's Tale. And, Dad, you're going to pick to whom my questions best apply between the floating heads of your co-stars, Alexis Bledel, Elizabeth Moss, Joseph Fiennes, Max Minghella, Samira Wiley, and Yvonne Ostrahovsky. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Correct. Very good.
Okay. And, Dad, who of this group would be the worst handmaid made in real life?
Oh, Elizabeth Moss.
Yes, of course.
Terrible.
Who is the most fun for you to yell at of this group?
She's great to yell at.
Elizabeth.
But I love Alexis, too, because she's the sweetest, shyest thing.
Yes.
And so to give her a good...
Any of this group the biggest method actor among these actors?
Oh, great.
Anyone stay
No, we're
in
all
character?
Way too tired. We yes. tried that in the beginning, then we're all like, you know what? Whatever we can do here.
Who has the worst potty mouth on set?
Elizabeth Moss.
Okay. Who gets the
brilliant.
Drunkest at cast parties?
I can't say Elizabeth Moss again, can I?
Yeah, you can.
She doesn't. Yeah. I'm joking.
Yeah.
No, we don't drink. We do a pact. Lying.
All right. Thank you very much. And you know, listen, if you know anything about me, you know that I think head should always be reciprocal. So here's what, Jake, it's your turn for each of my questions. You're going to pick between your past interviewees, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and Mike Pence. Thus, the heads that I was speaking of. Who of those has been the most intimidating to interview?
None of them.
None of them? Wow. Who had the weakest handshake when you met them?
President Obama.
President Obama. Interesting.
I'm sorry.
Who had the best sense of humor among that group, would you say?
Oh, Biden.
Who had the best banter when the cameras were down?
Ooh. Biden.
Who would be the most interesting to sit next to on a flight, do you think?
Obama.
Anyone who walked in and just didn't say anything until the cameras were on.
Pence.
Oh.
Of Pence. All right.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Jake Tapper. Finally, Ann Dowd may have given us America's favorite villain, but I wonder what she thinks about other fictional villains who seem all too real to me after three or four Fresquillas. Here's what. Ann, I'm going to go through some other evil women who Aunt Lydia would probably have on speed dial. Tell me if you think they are more or less sinister than Aunt Lydia. I think it's going to be hard to find someone more sinister. Cruella DeVille, is she meaner than Aunt Lydia?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yes, she is.
What about Mrs. Hannigan?
Well, she has a drinking issue.
She does. She ain't hanging the orphans.
Yeah, she can't help herself.
Yeah, right. Miranda Priestly.
Miranda Priestly.
Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. She. Yeah. Yeah. Miranda.
Yes. Oh, Miranda is meaner.
Oh, absolutely.
Really? Get
because
my
she's
Starbucks.
Got false
I'm going to hang you.
False value.
Oh, right.
Clothing.
Joan Crawford.
Lydia.
Wicked Witch of the West.
She's worse.
Okay, last up. Two more. Regina George from Mean Girls. Did you ever see Mean Girls?
I never did. I'm sorry, but I'm looking at her face now.
Yes.
She wins.
She's tough. What about Lady Macbeth?
Oh, poor thing. Yeah, well, no, Lydia will take it. There.
Okay. Thank you very much, Andrew. So crazy. Listen, head on over to WWHL.TV. We have another poll, and we need an answer.
Uh-oh.
It's a CNN version of Who Would You Rather? Who would you rather?
Uh-oh.
Anderson, Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, John King, or Wolf Blitzer? We want to know. We kept you out of
Thank
it.
Thank you. Thank
we kept you,
very
you out
much
of it.
For that.
So we want to know, who are you guys? Wow, Anderson
oh my,
is
come
cleaning
on.
Up.
Fix.
I think, no, we do not fix our polls, but I have a feeling Cuomo is going to start heating up there.
If you want that to heat up even more, the people who are voting should check out his Instagram.
Who, Chris Cuomo?
Oh yeah.
Oh, he can get it.
Oh yeah.
Totally. But it looks like Andy Coops has this. Very good. Congrats, Anderson.
God.
And Kim Simpson 815 tweeted, "Will they ever do a flashback of Aunt Lydia's life before the hell started?"
Well, I would like that, but they don't ask me, thankfully.
Right.
Because
that'd be a good prequel show.
Yeah.
It would be.
The writers do not ask her.
Like Young Sheldon. Young Lydia.
Right. Yes, Young Lydia. The travails.
Can you imagine?
Young Lydia turns into a budding woman.
Oh.
And
she was prom queen and
yes.
all of those things.
Yes. Not since Carrie. Jake, you very famously, many years ago, wrote a piece about a date that you had with Monica Lewinsky.
It was a piece
about tabloid. It really was meant to be about.
You know, it came out within the week that the story broke, and we were kind of like mocking the media's treatment of Monica Lewinsky,
right.
The story, who I knew from a very innocent date, like in December, right before the story broke.
So you had coincidentally gone on a date with Monica Lewinsky, and then this thing broke.
Yeah.
How wild.
That was freaky. Yeah, no, I was scuba diving with my dad in this small island, and we were...
And if you believe that...
No. we're on our way back, and I pick up the newspaper, the Caymanian Compass, and I see this scandal, and I'm like, what is going on? And, oh, my God, Dad. And my dad, he thought... He's not into sex scandals. He thinks it's all stupid. And he couldn't get interested in the story at all. And it was wild, yeah, because I knew the girl, and she was this nice girl, and at the time, remember...
Still is, by the way.
She's a great girl,
yeah.
A great woman, and
yes.
At the time, remember, the Clinton White House was saying she was lying.
Mm.
She was lying, and I was like, I believe her.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Eddie P. texted, Anne, did you hear about Kylie Jenner accidentally letting a spoiler slip on her Instagram? She posted a picture on her Instagram from the finale, and were you disappointed?
Was I disappointed?
Yeah.
If I knew how to get to Instagram, I might
have. I love it.
No idea.
I need to hook you up for those Chris Cuomo photos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go to Emily from Minnesota. Hey, Emily, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you. You're incredible. My question is for Anne.
Okay.
So what was the hardest scene for you to shoot in The Handmaid's Tale and why?
Oh, good question.
Well, I have to say physically. So, honey, you've seen the end. Okay, the end So Andy will see it next year sometime.
No, I'm watching it right now. I'll probably see it.
Darling, that was very difficult. Well, that was very difficult physically.
There was just a physical feat. That's all. That's all she's
saying. And so if you can picture a harness and, you know, hanging over a banister.
There was a stunt.
Oh, I can picture a harness hanging over a banister.
That's not how she meant it.
Okay, wait a minute.
Saturday night. I can't wait to finish Handmaid's Tale.
Where am I?
Right.
As Aunt Lydia, yes. I'm very upset. And I'm going to get off this set.
I know.
But honey, that was very hard. And then, are we finished with that question? I'm so sorry. I'm going on as though this, you know,
yeah, no,
minutes.
Because I don't want a spoiler. It's game time. No. On this show, I have been spanked by Martha Stewart, slapped by Cher, and even had my eyebrows tweezed by Gloria Estefan. But I still feel like one has not lived until they've been yelled at by Aunt Lydia. So it's time for Let's Punish Andy. We're going to go through extreme close-ups of some of Bravo's favorite maids. I'm going to try to ID them. Jake is going to reveal the answer, and if I'm wrong, Anne is going to do me the honor of reaming me out as only Aunt Lydia can with a quote from that housewife. Okay, follow along here. Okay, we're going to put the first image up, and I'm going to see if I think that's Teresa.
I'm sorry, Andy.
Oh, my God,
sorry.
It's Bethany.
It's Bethany Frankel.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Go to sleep!
That was good! Okay, very good. Okay, give me another one. That bun? Is it Sonia?
I'm sorry, that's... I'm going to get this name wrong, but... Neen Leakes.
The door is closed.
Oh, my God, I love it. Okay. Are you kidding me, you guys?
That's
a shoulder. That's Dorinda in the clip video.
You are correct.
Thank you very much. Okay, give me another one. Is that Tamara?
Nice. Excellent.
Wow.
Okay. Two for two. I mean, two out of four.
Is that Rosie?
I'm sorry, that's Teresa.
Oh, pushing me.
Do not bring up my family.
We got two out of five.
That's Did
not,
I hurt
that's
you?
Not great.
No, you're
oh,
perfect.
I'm sorry.
Two out of five. It's not very good.
You're
under 500, Andy.
Is that Shannon?
I'm sorry. It's Ramona Singer.
Oh, my God. Go to sleep.
Calm down. Take a Xanax.
Okay. That is...
Come on.
Oh, that's Vicky
Gunvalson. That's correct.
Oh, I'm so sorry you got that because I
would
have
do
been.
It. Just...
You are a piece of trash.
Okay, let's do one more.
Last one.
That is... Is that Cynthia? No.
I'm sorry, that is Candace?
Candace.
You and your wig can shut up.
Thank you very much. Lou Felis wants to know, who do you think is the Democratic frontrunner to face Trump in the 2020
election? Oh, wow. The frontrunner stuff doesn't mean anything right now. It's just name recognition, so it's Joe Biden. But, boy, that's just a conundrum. I don't know where the party's going to go. Do they want to win, so they're going to go try to find somebody in the middle, or are they going to go where all the energy is in the progressive left?
Right.
I don't know.
Alana F. texted, Ann, what was the worst job you had while you were trying to make it as an actress?
Wow.
Oh, there's just so many.
Really? Did you wait tables?
Of course, thousands. I've closed restaurants with a bad attitude.
Really?
Yeah, it happened.
Really? What's Margaret Atwood like?
She's delightful, wildly smart. She played an aunt in the first episode. She gave a good whack to Elizabeth. And actually, it was a tap, and Elizabeth said, you know, you can hit me, and she went.
Wow.
She's great. She's great.
By the way, you're great. And I've been binging it and just seeing you as Aunt Lydia, I can tell there is a little bit of a heart in there. And that's what makes her, you know, that's what makes you keep watching. Anyway, it's time for my Mazel of the Day. And it goes to New York Knicks player Joakim Noah for literally stripping naked in the streets of Santa Monica. You know, I'm not usually one for street meat. Tonight's jackhole goes to the news that the city of West Hollywood is approving a proposal to remove President Trump's star from the Hollywood Walk of Fame, saying in a statement, this is an opportunity for decision makers to take a stand on their values. Gets my jackhole because I'm being forced to wrap my head around this. West Hollywood is also where the cast of Vanderpump Rules has been allowed to live for years. So according to the city of West Hollywood, our American president has worse values than Jax Taylor? This is the state of the world. It's very interesting. I want to thank Ann, Jake, and Gay Sharp. Chatting with Ann Dowd and Jake Tapper and the Gay Shark Handmaid.
I gotta get that guy for my show.
I know, I really like the Gay Shark Handmaid. I gotta tell you, I mean, first of all, handmaids are meant for breeding. So, like, to carry babies. I mean, it's all wrong over there.
He's a conundrum. He's an enigma.
He is an enigma. Yeah. Jake, Rebecca Wicker said, if you were back in the White House press corps, what issue would you be pressing the most with the press secretary, and what advice would you give to those in the current White House press corps? Also, those dimples, though, she said.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My mom thanks you. I think the immigration story is one that seems to have fallen off the radar a little bit of the media, and we need to keep focusing on that, especially the children that have been separated from their parents by the U.S. government,
right.
Which is something that we need to stay on top of. What I wish for the the White House press corps today is the same thing I wished for back when I was a member of the White House press corps. We should follow up each other's questions. We should be a unit. We shouldn't let the press secretary, whether it's Robert Gibbs or Sarah Sanders,
shut something down.
Yeah, stop that question by going to this question. Mm. We should be unified. We've seen a little bit of that, but I'd like to see more of it.
That's so interesting. And Tyler N. wants to know what you think of protesters dressing up as handmaids to troll Mike Pence.
I think it's brilliant.
You know, I will say, as I was thinking,
we were...
As you watch the show, you really can't help thinking. You see how, look, when you study Nazi Germany, you see how that happened. When you look at The Handmaid's Tale, you can see how it happened. And, I mean, look, you know, but I will say Mike Pence is as close to a religious kind of, he's
very devout.
Yes.
Well,
there you go.
But I thought devout meant authentic and real.
I'm not sure that's what it means.
So in my head, confusion, yeah. That's true.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, is this my own?
Yeah, you're on, buddy. What's your name?
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Quint from Greensboro. Oh, my God, man. It's been a while. What you got on tonight?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. You're looking sharp as always.
Thanks, buddy. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. You are the man, Andy. I could just eat you up.
Wow!
What's that Bob Uecker song about the fire down below? You remember that?
The Bob Uecker song about the fire down below?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening right now with us?
It's Seeger.
Bob Seeger. Bob Seeger. Yeah. I was like, Bob Uecker.
I was watching. I was watching Belvedere early. I got Uecker on the brain.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man. The feeling's mutual, dude. What's your question?
Yeah, oh, this is for Jake. Love you too, man. Bananas, apples, the whole nine yards. My question was, do you think there's any chance that Dana Bash and John King could get back together, and could you perhaps be a player as far as matchmaking or getting them back together?
You want them back together, don't you, sir? You want them back together.
I want to see it. I see sparks. I see a kindling there. I see it in their eyes.
I love this.
That magic screen is about to short circuit.
Okay.
I don't really have an opinion on the matter. They're both great colleagues and friends. I will say that they are both very dedicated to their beautiful son, Jonah.
Yes.
And that is the most important thing about Dana and John, is that how dedicated they are to making sure that Jonah is brought up knowing that they have two, that he has two loving parents.
Yeah.
And that's all really I'm focused on.
And man, John King can work that board like nobody.
You know something? Show me somebody better at the board than John King.
No.
Just show me somebody. I don't know anybody better than John King at the board.
Yeah. You know, there's a weatherman on WCBS here in New York.
Nope.
I just want to say he's blonde. He's super attractive. He rolls up the shirt sleeves, and man, he gets in there with that board. But Lonnie Quinn. But I just want to say.
Does he know how many people in Franklin County voted for O'Connor?
Yes, no.
That's
not better than John King. That caller really had a POV. He really did. A few POVs.
People believe in romance.
Yes.
People want, you know.
Yeah. Do you think that guy is my soulmate and that he and I are going to wind up together?
Yes. I would pursue it.
Yes. Okay, back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling?
I think it was in Ozark, actually.
Hi, I'm Heather from Bel Air, Florida.
Hey, Heather, what's your question?
Andy, I love you, and my gay cockapoo puppy wants to hump you and Waka.
Thank you. Man,
yay!
The freaks come out at night, man. What's your question?
You know, I don't know what my dogs like you, too. I don't know or ask their preference.
No. What's your question?
My question is for Ann and Jake. You guys deal with so much heavy material.
Yeah.
And such a grueling schedule. What do you both do in your personal lives, like, to wind down and to enjoy?
Good question.
Do you want to handle?
What do you do to wind down?
I thought you might want to go first.
I'll go first. I have an 8-year-old boy and a 10-year-old girl and a lovely wife, and that's where I spend my time and my energy, focusing on them, and they don't care about anything I'm covering, and they don't care about the Mueller investigation.
Perfect.
They're talking about, you know, whether or not they had a good day at camp, you know, or drama at school.
Perfect.
So that's where my energy is.
What about you?
Well, my children are a little older, so I start with a beverage.
Okay.
And then I attend.
When do you start shooting season 3?
I think it's October, early October.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I'm in the middle of season 3 right now.
Yes. Okay, 4 more calls. Let's bang them out. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Becca, and I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Hey, Becca, what's your question?
And my question is for Ann Dowd. Ann, before the question, you scare the bejesus out of me every time I watch, but I can't stop watching, and I'm watching now the second time in a row.
Wow.
I'm wondering, isn't it hard to smack the hell out of Elizabeth Moss all the time?
No, it's a great pleasure. I call her my favorite slut. And I can't get to her fast enough. But she's totally lovely.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Diane, and I'm calling from Marion Station, PA.
Hey, Diane.
Hi. I have a question for Jake.
Okay.
That's my dad lives in Marion Station, PA, so I'm a little worried.
Is that right?
Well, actually, I was wondering if you remember anything about your preschool at the Y, because I was your preschool teacher.
Oh, my God!
At the YMHA on Broad Street?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember going there. It was a few years ago.
You were his preschool teacher? What kind of a child was he? What was his temperament?
He was adorable. And he always, I have
Tell
pictures of him. And actually, my son tweeted you once one of the pictures that he found on my coffee table.
Oh, no.
And you had, a plaid shirt on. But you always used to wear, like, man trousers, like, with crown, with, like, a cuff. I mean, this was 1972. Correct.
That sounds right. Cool. We were, we're very rugged in the Tapper household. But I have fond memories. I mean, I don't have any specific memories,
but I have fond memories
of the young men and young women's Hebrew association. So, well, thank you so much. I'm sure you were a great teacher because I have nice memories from there.
It was nice to talk to you.
Nice talking to you. Thank you so much.
Wow, that's
lovely.
That's amazing. Okay, back to the phones. Caller, what's your name? Oh, Gay Shark, you have drinks for our guests, too.
Oh, no.
What's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Mona. I'm from New Jersey, and my question is for Ann. You were on one of my favorite shows that I love doing, Good Behavior, and I wanted to know, is it going to be renewed for season 3?
You know, we're waiting to hear. I certainly hope so, but we don't have word yet.
There you go. Okay, last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Michelle. I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Andy. Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
Well, Michelle. Thank you.
Good. I just want to say quickly, I love all three of you. You're all so different from one another, but truly great at what you do. my question is for Jake.
Yes.
Okay, hey, Jake. I love your show, but admittedly, I have a hard time paying attention because you're just so cute. But my question is...
I'm pretty sure that's not a common affliction, but okay.
You'd be surprised. Of all the people, though, that you've interviewed, who would you say was most unexpectedly funny?
The most unexpectedly funny person that I've interviewed...
Kellyanne Conway's pretty funny.
And not the way she means, I think.
I know.
That's a tough one. There are a lot of senators. I remember the first time I interviewed John McCain, and this is years ago, before I was on TV. He's very funny. He has a very, very clever and almost a slapstick kind of wit. And that surprised me. A lot. This is, 20 years ago or so, I guess he was the one that was most unexpectedly funny because he's really actually very clever and amusing. And if he's watching out there, we're all hoping for you to get better and join us back in Washington soon.
Absolutely. Well, it's been such a pleasure having you both.
I wish it wasn't over.
Really fun.
Why do we have to stop?
We don't, actually.
They're lovely.
Well, you know what, actually? Well, since you said that, let me just, I have more questions because I'm binging your show and I'm into everything that's happening with you right now. I'm very concerned about, Jim Acosta posted this very upsetting video last week from a rally that the president had where people were really attacking the correspondents there. How do you, it doesn't seem like the president is going to, he's not going to back down from this. The media is the enemy and this is the enemy of the people. So how does this net out? What winds up happening? Do you think they're just going to have a pool camera covering his events?
Or? No, I don't think so. But I do think that one of the things that's important is we all know, and President Trump has been doing this now for a while, for a couple years.
Right.
He wants to discredit anyone that is attempting to provide any sort of accountability or oversight over what he's doing. Congress is supposed to be providing oversight. You can judge how good a job they're doing or not. But the media is there. And we are providing oversight. And a lot of the things that we've learned have only been because of the media, whether it has to do with Scott Pruitt at the EPA or any of the other scandals that have gone on. What we need to do is focus on what our job is, which is telling the story, but delivering the news. If President Trump does something that works, we cover that. If he does something that doesn't work, we cover it. And just going where the facts lead us. He wants us to become the resistance. He wants us to become the opposition. And we need to not take the bait. Mm-hmm. We need to stay and stand and deliver, do our stand-ups, as Jim Acosta was doing in front of the crowd, and tell the story about what's going on. And that's the way that this ends, is because no matter what, I've been in Washington since 1992. Presidents come and presidents go. And the rest of us stay. The media is going to be there no matter what. And whether Donald Trump leaves in 2021 or 2025, he is going to leave, and we're still going to be there. And we need to make sure that we have our credibility, right, and we restore the trust that people want to have in us.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Two more things. I just wonder for you if you've talked to Margaret Atwood about what you think Aunt Lydia, have you given yourself a backstory? Do you have a sense of where she
came
from?
That's such a great question.
Or really what is. Her damage is?
Other than Young Lydia, the sitcom. Right.
Yeah, which I'm...
I just got a deal, yeah, by the way. With,
you on, sold with Young Lydia.
Hulu, yeah,
yes. With,
during the commercial break. Yeah,
I liked him so much right away. Well, Bruce Miller said that she was a teacher.
Okay, yeah.
Bruce Miller's our showrunner, our head writer. That was very helpful because you can imagine her in an all-girls school, being the one watching the sex going on left, right, and center, the language that skirts up to here, and she's sitting with her mouth open. What's going on here? If you imagine, was she the one who had sex at 13 and loved it and then got pregnant and the baby taken? You know, something horrific. So that she got on her hands and knees and just said, if you just give me one more chance, I will never disappoint you.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? What closes so many doors?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's great. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine? Isn't it those things?
That's not a great experience.
Yes.
But fall in love and you think, suddenly it's the doors slam.
I love how much you've thought about that. It's wonderful. Oh.
The thing that brings you together in the Venn diagram is the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where Michelle Wolf made the joke about Sarah Huckabee Sanders being Aunt Lydia.
Yeah.
And so your reaction and your reaction.
Want to go first?
Well, I mean, I just remember there was a big outcry about how awful these jokes were at Sarah Sanders' expense. And it was tough. I mean, no question. And I do think that there are a lot of people who take the brunt of the attacks instead of the president,
right,
and which is kind of unfair.
Right.
But I will say, if all of a sudden we're going to have a conversation about decency and respect, I welcome people from the Trump White House to that conversation. We've been trying to have that conversation on my show for a couple of years. We got a backlog of stuff before we get to the Aunt Lydia joke. You know,
right.
It starts with Mexicans are rapists and John McCain's not a war hero. And
right.
We got a few things before we get to the Aunt Lydia joke. We can get there.
Right.
But that was my basic response.
Got it. Yeah, we're all so mired. And it's like, what was your reaction?
Well, as I was telling Jake, I was in Australia in jet lag.
So true.
And I literally turned the television on and Michelle Wolf was saying things. And then suddenly I heard, and I'd like you so much as Aunt Lydia and Anne Michelle. And my first thought was, no, but I'm playing Aunt Lydia. I literally went to that really bizarre
place.
You
thought there had been a casting decision.
And then I thought, oh, no, I know what it is. It's an SNL skit. This is not real. But then, and then, of course, I was asked, what do you think? And I was thinking, well, I'm in the business of make-believe. You know, when I go home at the end of the day, there are no consequences to what I do on that show.
Right.
Everybody has their eye and their digits and this and that. It's make-believe. Your world, and it's not. There are consequences.
Yeah.
And at first I thought, well, it's not my place to personally insult that woman. I don't know her. And I don't want to do that, because what does that do to another except build a wall? Sorry.
Yeah.
Who's paying for it?
Yeah, exactly. Who's paying for it? But then I thought, well, excuse me, you are a young woman, Sanders, with intelligence, and this is the job you've chosen. And so answer for it somehow.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think it's absurd what she's doing.
Right. I want to thank both of you for being here. And for more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.